Ah, mistress. You're still working. You are aware of the time, aren't you? Yes. But you simply do not care. Right. How long have you been working on that today? I think it's longer than just a little bit. Frustrating, is it? I see. So, if you're getting nowhere, perhaps you could agree to take a break. Have you even eaten any of the food I've had sent up? Honestly. I'm here trying to take the best care of you, and you simply just don't seem to want to take care of yourself. But that is why I am here. So that you don't have to worry about that. You know, perhaps it would do quite helpful to take some of my advice. You need sleep. And you need free time. You can't spend all of your days doing this, working yourself to the bone. I would like something left at the end of all of this. If you continue on like this, I wouldn't be surprised if you somehow evaporate that soul of yours. Have you even tried to relax? You can't find anything that works. Well, you've plenty of books, games. I could take you out if you wanted to go shopping or to the theater. Or you'd rather stay inside, all right? Do you think spending time on your own is helping or hindering this? You hesitate to answer. Why? It is not shameful to want company. Oh. Do you want a specific person's company? Or something specific being done. How long have I been serving you? And you know that. I've probably seen more than you could ever imagine. So, very little would shock me, my lady. You can tell me. What is it that you desire? That you want? There's something, because you're stumbling about your words. So, I wouldn't want to do it. Oh, so it is something from me. Well, how would you know unless you ask me? I do feel as though I am rather pulling teeth with you, I believe is the expression. A lot of the time. You want something. Why can you not simply ask for it? You literally could order me to do it. Don't get on at me about you want me to do things of my own free will, or you want me to do things because I want to do them. I really don't mind. No part of our contract said that I had to constantly check in on you and make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Well, don't get angry. Oh, goodness, look at you. Swaying when you stand. You're tired. My lady, let me take you to your bedroom. Is that what this is? Well, I do not mean to be so bold, but to notice you blush. Should I have phrased things better? If it's not that, then what? If you want me to stay with you while you try and get to sleep, I can. It's more specific than that. An idea you've been having, or an urge you've been having. Well, do try and put it into words, though. Or I can't help you. I can be comforting if you so wish. Do you doubt that? I have many talents. You know what I am. Fine, I won't say it. That's not cheesy. But I am your butler, though. Well, at the very least, this talk is distracting you. Oh, would you just... forgive my manners, but... spit it out. This is getting quite frustrating. I cannot help you if you do not let me help you. What would you like me to do? Oh. Oh. Come again. Oh yes, I did hear you perfectly well. I just wanted to hear you say it again. Because you did say it, didn't you? I want you to take care of me, Daddy. I suppose it's understandable. I could imagine that you see me as a sort of father figure. At least I am an older man that is in your life. You'll have to be very clear about how you mean this, though. Well, there are many reasons someone might want to call someone else that. Oh, poor thing, and you don't even know, do you? This isn't new to me at all. Well, some people just want a bit of comfort. They're still themselves. They may be feeling a little more vulnerable than usual. A little out of it, tired, whatever. Some feel younger, as though it's too hard to be an adult right now. And others choose to use it in more intimate settings. You could see it as a pet name or title. It's your choice. Yes, I'm letting you call me that. I'm assuming you only want to do it behind closed doors. Couldn't imagine you'd want the other staff to hear you calling me that. But if it is what will help you sleep, then let yourself relax. And let Daddy take care of you. That's what you want, isn't it? Good. Let's tidy this away, shall we? By we, of course, I mean me. Don't you lift a finger. No, this isn't coming with us. This is staying here. Having your work with you is not relaxing, my lady. Shall we? Unless you'd like me to carry you, of course. Lead the way, then. You'll come round to certain ideas eventually. So, would you like to get ready for bed? You needn't be so worried about all of this. It's perfectly natural. Well, no, it is not everyone's cup of tea, but more people are fond of such things than you think. Lift your arms up. There we go. Which one would you like to wear tonight? A very good choice. I'll sit down on the bed. Let me take these off. Right. Now, what do you think you would like from me? Cozier atmosphere. Well, I could bring in some more candles, get you some blankets. I look too formal. My lady. Alright, fine. You should not ask me if I'm thinking of anything untowards. I am bound to not lie to you. So, unless you really want to know the answer. And if you do, well. What can I say? So, jacket off, is it? Shoes off? Not the waistcoat, surely. Fine. Might as well be naked. Right. Don't look so forlorn. Daddy is here now. Oh, sweet girl. Would you like to relax with me? Yes? How about? Well, are you thinking of sleeping? I'm not sure. Then I will sit against the headboard. And you can lean into me or curl yourself into my chest. How about that? If you fall asleep, you fall asleep. And if you can't, we can just sit there. Yes. That's it. Come into Daddy's arms. You really are too hard on yourself, you know. Oh, far too often as well. You have so much to be proud of yourself for. Would they be things that you are dreaming of trying to achieve, or everyday small things? There are millions who cannot get themselves out of bed in the morning. I suppose I am the one who gets you out of bed in the morning, not you, but, well, you could refuse. You could sit in that office all day, lock yourself in there, and not get anything done. Not that that is praise for you getting so many things done. You mortals are fragile. too much stress in your mind and it affects the body. You want to keep in good health, don't you? Even if that is something that you find hard to want at the moment, then think about it like this. Daddy wants you to stay in good health. And he won't be disappointed if you're sick or mentally unwell, but Daddy would like you to keep going. You're stronger than you know. You've already got this far. Plenty don't make it this far. Do it for me, then. Can you keep going for Daddy? Is that an odd? Good girl. See? If that's what you need for motivation, I should have done this years ago. Yes, well. If all you needed was my voice in your ear telling you that Daddy would be so proud of you if you could just finish that bit of work, or take a break and come for your dinner, or go to this meeting, or greet this person. Does it make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside getting praise from me? Even though I'm the one beneath you. At least in society's eyes. I think you do deserve praise. You put up with me after all. And you were quite clever about how you ensnared me. Please. I may be bound to you, but trust me. Some of the contracts I've had, you would not believe the scum that's out there. And I don't mean what your upper crust may mean by the word scum. No, scum can come in any form, no matter how much money is in their bank account. And trust me, if I really hated being here, you would know it. It's quite the easy job, this, with you. Not too difficult for me? Oh, darling, if you think you're difficult. You're going to be fine. And I'm going to make sure of that. And even when I'm not physically here, watching over you, know that I am always believing in you. Yes? Daddy has a lot of faith in you. Sweet girl. It's all right if it takes a while for you to realize how special you are. That you have worth. You can always come back here to Daddy and he'll remind you. Are you starting to do? I don't have a problem with it. If you want to fall asleep in Daddy's arms. Do you find me talking that relaxing? I'm pleased. Okay. Daddy's got you now. I don't plan on letting you go. Even after the end of all things.